Hi writers, Laura Purdy Salas here on May 31st, 2019. A big thank you to my Patreon supporters. You guys make these weekly updates possible. So it's been a busy week, although I haven't really done any writing this week. First up, I sent a Loons picture book manuscript off to the editor, Shannon. We talked about possibly doing the photo research a little earlier than anticipated, and then going back to the text, and I could revise as needed if the photos end up being a little bit different than, you know, what I was picturing as I wrote it. So anyway, I sent that to her at the end of last week, Friday or Saturday. And I was pleased to get a lovely email on Tuesday, I think, of this week, saying it looks great, she would have a few notes for me. And then just a few minutes ago, I got another email that is her feedback, but she's super happy with it. And so I'm glad everything is on a good track with that. Also, for ALA, which is the American Library Association, for that annual conference, which I am going to in Washington, D.C. at the end of June, I made plans with another editor to have a meal with her. And this is an editor, this is Rebecca, who edited In the Middle of the Night, one of my new poetry collections. And I also have two more books in the pipeline with her. And so I'm guessing that that's what we will be discussing. However, she also just rejected a couple other things I had sent her. So I will be thinking about whether I have other ideas to pitch to her or any other manuscripts I might want to take. So I'm going to have to give that some thought. I find in-person meetings with editors really intimidating, and now I have two of them at ALA. So I know it's a good thing, but it's also a little nerve-wracking for me. Rejections that I got this week. I did a lot of follow-ups last week, and so I've gotten a number of rejections, and this week, maybe the only rejection I actually got this week was from my editor at Charles Bridge, and she was rejecting one manuscript she's had for a long time, another one that I just pitched to her, so I described it to her in an email, but I had not sent the actual manuscript. And she said it sounded probably too whimsical for what they were looking for. And then third, I had asked her about the possibility of equation poem collections about other seasons, like Snowman Minus Cold Equals Puddle, Spring Equations. And she had said, you know, she would love to do that, that they'll have to wait a little longer to see what the sales figures look like on this spring book, and asked if I would check back in with her kind of mid-August, and then, you know, we can talk about whether that might be a possibility or not. She did say, meanwhile, you know, please send other manuscripts. She'd like to find another project to work on soon. So that's always really encouraging, and I have several editors now who have recently rejected things but said, you know, please send something else if you think it might be appropriate for us. So I need to do that. I need some time to review my manuscripts that are ready to send in really good shape and see if I have any that might fit these particular, I think I've got maybe four or five editors that I'm in that situation with. And otherwise, this week, I have been teaching all week at a young authors conference. So it's for third to eighth graders. I am at a university, a small private university here in the Twin Cities. And each day, I teach three different groups of students. And it's been a really interesting week. It's usually good students, generally well-behaved students. Mostly it's kids who like writing. So it's a lovely opportunity to try out a lesson plan, and you know, you do it 12 times, three times a day times four days. And we've been writing equation poems. So it's awesome because I can also share their work and kind of highlight my book, Snowman Minus Cold Equals Puddle, at the same time, even though I'm not referencing my book directly in any of the social media that I'm sharing. But it's awesome to see what they come up with, their creativity, and to work with them. So that's really, it's tiring. As an introvert, you know, a full week of teaching is exhausting, but it's also really satisfying and lovely. One thing that I have had to do this week is really protect my quiet time. This is a young authors conference that I do almost every year. And most of the time on my lunch break, I go to the main area and I meet up with the other teachers slash writers who are on the same lunch break as I am. And we chat and exchange writing stories and just hang out and enjoy some company. And usually I do that. However, this year, because this is now at the tail end of such a busy spring, oh my gosh, I'm so glad it's May 31st, because really that kind of get through May, now things settle down a lot for me for the summer. So I was so tired coming into this week already that I really needed a routine and I needed quiet time. So each day what I've been doing is I get up, I drop off my husband at work, and then I've headed to a McDonald's near the college campus. And I have sat there and had a fairly healthy breakfast, except for this morning. And I have my little portable keyboard, and I have done some work, whether it's answering emails or writing my journal, my morning pages, working on blog posts, whatever. So I've spent about an hour sitting at McDonald's, just doing some quiet work while I eat breakfast. Then I have come here to the university. I have set up my classroom, and I have just enjoyed the quiet in the time I have before that first session. So sometimes I've done some more work sitting here in the room. I tend to show up early because I worry about being late. But I've had a little bit more quiet, peaceful time. And a couple of the mornings, several mornings, writers I know dropped in to chat and catch up, or to one had a question for me about a work for hire situation. And it was lovely to see them. So it wasn't like, I don't want to talk to anybody, but I didn't go out and seek it out. And then even on my lunch breaks, and I'm recording this on my lunch break, but each day during my lunch break, I have stayed in my room. I, you know, packed my lunch each day, and basically I have been doing morning pages or working on blog posts. I've been emailing my dad, and I've been doing some planning for, I'm doing a library event one night next week, and so I've needed to do some planning for that. So my lunch break has mostly been working once I, you know, eat my sandwich. And I feel kind of guilty for not going out and being more sociable because there are a lot of writers here who I know. But I also just realized, you know, that this year I just can't do that. I need to both be productive so that I'm not going home with a long list of work I need to do, and also I am just sorely in need of some quiet time to myself. So instead of beating myself up for not, you know, building my relationships with writer friends, which I've been trying to work on lately, but instead of beating myself up for that, I have just been, you know, realizing that what I actually needed most this week was peace and quiet during the times I wasn't teaching, and trying to stay caught up on some work things so that I didn't have to do work at night at home, or at least not very much. So that has been my week this week. I hope you guys have had a great week, and I will talk to you next week. Happy writing!